It's me, Principal Jason Sipp, with my weekly podcast On Three, where I come to you each week with different students that are involved in activities, sports, clubs here at Waubonsie Valley High School, and just talking about what goes on at the school. And this week I have three amazing athletes of our girls lacrosse combined team with Matea Valley. They're barely awake, but we're going to work on getting one of them awake here. I have senior Sophia Zimel. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
I have senior Bridget Seago. Hey, Bridget.
Hi.
And then we have a sophomore over here, Sydney Shield. What's up, Sydney?
Hi.
Now make sure, Sydney, kind of push this a little bit so I can get everybody. There you go, right there. Okay, so we can hear you. Welcome. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Is this what the lacrosse team is? This dead to the world? Or is this like, is this first period?
Is this what it's like? We had a game yesterday, so we're kind of like,
yeah.
Okay.
It was like an hour away.
So. All right, let's dig into this. Who, Zimel, who'd we play yesterday? Oh, by the way, Sophia, I'm Mr. Sipp, your principal. I don't see you anymore because now that you're a senior, you don't ever visit in the office. You barely have time for us. You were in the office all the time.
I go to class.
That wasn't true. As a freshman, sophomore, we saw you every day, and now it's like you have no time for us, right?
I do have time.
She's a good student now.
She goes to class now.
It's
not being a senior.
I'm always studying. I just don't have time.
Yeah, Mr. Bibbs didn't even know you're still here anymore. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, bad.
All right, so who did we play yesterday, Sophia?
What was the name?
Minooka.
Oh, it was Minooka.
Okay, what was the score?
It was 10 to 11. We lost by one.
Ah!
Yeah.
Bridget, how's the season going?
It's good.
Ups and downs?
Yeah. We're definitely still trying to figure a couple things out.
Okay. What's, when you say that, I don't know what that means for lacrosse. What are you trying to figure out? Defense, offense, what?
I feel like mainly our offense. We are still trying to like figure out how to run our plays correctly and like really execute them well.
So when I just look out there, when I'm kind of just show up to a game, Sydney, I just see a bunch of chaos, but there's actually plays.
Yeah.
Kind of like basketball, right? Yeah. Where you're trying to set up motions and things like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Did you play last year as a freshman?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're really kind of, that's a big jump, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. what time was the game last night, Sydney?
Like 5:15.
It was like 5:15,
5:30. Okay. All right. So, Bridget, will we start a conference yet or not? Or?
No, our first conference game is Wednesday, tomorrow. Okay.
How many games will you play this season?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know.
It was supposed to
There's
be like,
a lot.
It was supposed to be like 17, but like some were canceled, so it's not like really a ton.
Okay. Yeah. So you kind of have to see what gets rescheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk lacrosse. Obviously, Sophia, you're going to UConn next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about the loss last night.
Back to back.
Yeah. Did you watch? Yeah. Or not loss, a win. Yeah. What am I saying? Yeah.
No, I lost.
You guys stayed up for the whole thing?
I tried. I was like kind of like dozing off at the end, but yeah, I stayed awake.
The girls and the boys, and they're just killing it, you know?
Yeah, they did really good.
Yeah, we'll see if that coach sticks around. But anyway, so you're how long have you been playing lacrosse?
I've been playing since the end of eighth grade.
Okay, so you started committing eighth grade. Did you give something up to play lacrosse?
Dance.
It was dance. So you would dance all the way up through eighth grade, and you're like, I like more of the athletic. Not that dancing isn't athletic, but that's what attracted you to lacrosse instead of soccer or something else? I know you're kind of a speedster.
Well, I stopped dancing because I realized I didn't want to do it in college, but I wanted to do something in college. Mm. And my uncle lives in New York, and he was like, lacrosse is really big out here. And I was like, I'm not playing that sport. Like, I'd rather do something else. And then they kind of forced me into trying it, and I like loved it. So.
And then rest
of
sister.
Stuck it out. Yeah.
And you're going to play it in college.
Yeah.
Bridget, how long have you been playing lacrosse?
Since like third grade.
Wow. So you've been in it from the get-go.
Yeah.
Okay. And you had no desire to. The reason why I'm going down this road is because it's such a non-traditional sport around here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So some people jump in a little bit later. Yeah. You had no desire. I'm going to kind of box you in here with your height and stuff. No, because you kind of, I could see people being like, hey, you should play basketball.
I played basketball up until freshman year.
And then you're like.
And then I was just lacrosse.
Just focus on lacrosse. Okay. And what do you like about it so much?
I don't know. I think just like comparing it to basketball where there's so many more people on the field, so you have so many more opportunities to like feed to other people, help other people. And like basketball, I also was always the tallest one on the team. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still am, but it's it's just like, I don't know, it's such a different like aspect, and you're running a lot more, like
physical too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really checking people and okay.
Bridget gets angry.
And we were talking really, talking a little bit before. You're considering. You definitely want to play next year in college.
I mean, I have the opportunity to play next year.
And you're trying to decide.
Yeah.
Okay. Sydney, for you, how about you for lacrosse? How many years you been playing?
I've been playing since fourth grade.
Oh, so you've been in it too?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure lacrosse in fourth grade, it's got to look a lot different, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, like, can the kids catch the ball there? Because I can barely, you know?
No, it's kind of just like running.
Okay.
Mostly. My mom calls it hungry, hungry hippos.
Ah, just kind of pushing it around a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, it's rough.
All right. So what's any tough checks this year for you, Sydney? Have you been knocked down or what position do you play, by the way?
I play attack and midfield.
Okay. Attack and midfield. Yeah. Okay. So attack means trying to score.
Yeah.
Okay. Midfield's more defense, I'm assuming.
It's like both.
Okay.
It's defense and offense.
All right. How many did you get some goals last night?
I got two.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay. All right. Zymo, how many goals last night?
I don't know.
You don't count?
Zero. Just,
oh, really?
No.
Okay. I was going to say. All right. What positions do you play?
I play midi. So it's just like running back and forth.
You're all over the place.
Yeah.
I see. That's what happens with you. You just run up and down the floor. Okay. Which is weird from dancing.
I know.
Do you know? And again, I'm not trying to have a dancer. I know it's very athletic, but it's just a whole different, like you'd be exhausted after a lacrosse game.
Yeah,
right?
But I know I love it. Like I'm happy I play mid because I wouldn't like to just be on one side of the field because like I don't know, I just love being able to help on both sides of the field and like I don't know, like the running doesn't like really like it's not what I'm thinking about when I'm playing, so it's not as hard as you would like think it was.
Bridget, for you, what positions?
I play attack.
Okay. All right. So senior assassins for you two. You two out?
I got out during off-campus lunch.
Ooh,
eating a bagel.
That's a killer. Off-campus lunch is a killer for that. Because you can't be leaving. When you leave, it's...
I left my guns in the car, too. Like, I had, like, a big one.
Just for the listeners to know, water guns.
Yeah, water guns.
Okay. And then who got you?
His name is, like, Eric.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's hard to live a public lifestyle and be in senior assassin. Yeah. You get taken out pretty easily.
Yeah.
His, like, friends were there, and they, like, found me, and then he, like, came.
Setting you up.
And then he went back to his class.
Nobody put Zyme on the corner. Bridget, for you, did you do it?
No, I didn't do it.
Okay, you stayed out of that drama.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we talk a little bit about you, both your team, partners with Mattia, and so we have some grass and some turf. Sydney, preferences? You like playing on the grass? You like playing on the turf?
I like playing on the grass, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
I feel like my cleats like work better on the grass.
And you get better traction or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's not muddy out there right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You feel faster on the grass, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Bridget, for you.
I just say turf, especially with Wabonzi's field. Like, the turf is better.
Yeah. It's pretty beaten up out there?
I mean, well, it's a hill. It, like, doesn't...
Because it's got to push the water off to the side.
Yeah.
All right. Zymo, for you?
I like either, but, like, not, like... Sometimes, like, the Wabonzi grass, like, they don't mow it, so it's just, like,
so
thick.
It's so
and it, like,
long.
It's, like,
runs
very
a little
different.
Slow.
So if it's, like, mowed, like, grass, like, normal,
like right like, before.
Yeah.
Like, if it's been mowed earlier that day, then it's fine.
Or, like, either is fine. Like, that doesn't really matter. But if it's, like, again, if it's, like, when you're playing in, like, the mud, it kind of just, like, sucks because the ball rolls differently. Like, if you drop the ball on the turf, it goes, like, really rolling. In the grass, it kind of stops quicker.
Now, flag football is supposed to come. We're not doing it next year, but it might come down the road by IHSA. You would have probably been interested in flag football, right?
I totally would have done
flag.
Wait, they're going to bring it to high school?
They are. They're trying to.
You're talking about, like, Powder Puff. And we like, imagine if there was an actual team. Like,
they're doing that.
It'd be so funny.
It'd be good. Did you play Powder Puff?
I did,
So I thought. Sydney, for you?
No.
Do you do anything in the fall?
Not really.
Yeah,
just fall lacrosse.
All season. Okay. So tell me a little bit about the season. What are some big games, Bridget, you're looking forward to for lacrosse?
I mean, like big games would probably, like our biggest conference game would probably be Niqua or North.
When's that?
Niqua is later this month. I think maybe next week.
Okay.
I think it is next week.
Yeah. I think Niqua's next week.
At third place?
Yeah, we play at Niqua first, and then another like big like conference team is North. That'll be a good game.
Okay, all right. Any goals for personal goals or team goals this season, Sophia?
As a team, I really want us to like win conference and at least do good in our sectional because it's a hard sectional. But I kind of want to just try to beat St. Charles East in our sectional because. that'll just be like a game that like we.
I feel like I watched that game last year when we played them.
And
that
if was we a tight like, one. If we like do our like best, like we kind of have to play like close to perfect, but like it's a win that we could get. So that'd be really exciting. And then I want to, I'm trying to break the school records for the lacrosse program this
year. Nice.
And
are they in your sights?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you need?
I need goals. Well, I need, it's like 12 more goals, 48 more ground balls, and then like, I don't know.
That's
like,
a ground ball.
It's like when the ball's on the ground, you have to come up with it. It's like a 50-50.
Oh, we keep stats
on that. Oh, okay. And then assists. I forgot. It's like between like 15 and 20.
Good
I
for
think,
you.
So.
Well, the 12 goals will probably end up by the end of this week.
Yeah.
So.
I have a feeling you do that pretty easily, right?
Well, I'll try, okay. Yeah.
All right. What's the, Sydney, for you as a sophomore? Obviously, you're trying to kind of build this program moving forward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any, as some of the games come up, do you have any kind of goals for yourself or?
I'm just trying to like help the team as much as possible and like help my teammates get better. Okay. So like next year we'll be able to play as well as we play this year.
All right. And what's the split, Bridget, with Matea and Waubonsie kids?
I feel like this year there's definitely more Matea kids than there are Waubonsie kids. And
just kind of ebbs and flows,
yeah,
right?
it just depends.
Did you know
on the
all
year.
These people before because of your like club and stuff like that? Or there's some
mean,
people like, oh, nice
of,
to meet
some
you.
Some of the people I knew before and obviously others like I didn't.
So how many people are on the varsity team?
21 or 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe like 14, 15 from Matea.
Yeah, there's a, yeah. It's a lot.
There's definitely more from Matea.
Who's
the
new coach this year, right, Sydney?
We had him last year, too.
Oh, yeah. Who was his coach's name?
Robert Wolwine.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's Reagan's dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think he teaches.
He teaches at Matea.
He's a PE teacher at Matea.
Oh, that sometimes makes a difference, too, because he knows those kids. And, hey, come on out. Yeah. Reagan's done playing?
Yeah, she coaches at St. Vider.
Yeah.
We play them. They're
a good
we play
team. Them.
Yeah.
Like next Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be a fun match. I should go to that to see her too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Come out and support lacrosse. It's so hard because they share Matea and us. So you got to kind of pay attention to social media and find out when they play. Yeah. In closing, first of all, I have gift cards for you because I'm sponsored, by the way. Didn't know if you knew that.
Are you actually?
Yeah, what's that? Oh, that's getting a little interesting, right? Sponsored by JimmyFinance.com. Jim Koulos is your go-to person if you're looking for a mortgage, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. Reach out to Jim Koulos at 815-436-0500. He sponsors this show by sponsoring our students to drinks. So there's a $5 gift card to Starbucks. Sydney, pass that down for
Thank
me.
You.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Thank you.
You can buy yourself a drink now. Will $5 still get you a drink at Starbucks?
Yeah.
It'll
get you something, right?
Yeah.
A dragonfly or something like that. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about, in closing, who's your biggest supporter? Somebody that's had your back, somebody that you want to give a shout out to. It could be a parent, it could be a friend, it could be a coach, just somebody that's really been with you along this journey. Let's go ahead and start with you, Sydney. Someone you want to give a shout out to, someone that's had your back through this journey up to this point.
Probably just like my mom, because my mom was the one to like get me into lacrosse and like she drives me to practice.
Did she play lacrosse?
No.
But she was like, hey, this would be good for you.
Yeah. Well, because I've had family who played it and she wanted me to do a fun sport that was more athletic.
And you seem to be a stick family. Your brother does hockey, right? You I always believe that it's one thing that our country struggles with is following sports with where you don't use your hands, because we like catching and throwing, but like lacrosse and hockey, we're not used to sports that like just use your feet or tools. But anyway, your mom, big lacrosse. All right, cool. All right, Bridget, who you got?
I'd probably say my dad, just for the mere fact of he's never missed a high school game.
Wow.
Like, he's been at every single one, except for last Friday's game.
He played lacrosse?
No.
Okay.
He's never missed a game, and then last Friday he didn't come to the game. And
Where
I was
is
like,
this game? Is he just
I was
sitting
like,
home?
What are you doing? Yeah, he was just
no.
Sitting home.
Well, because the weather?
No, he had to go and get my brother.
Oh, okay. He's getting it.
But I was like, dude, come on.
Yeah, come on. I mean, but he still got a nice shout out, which is good. And it's tough to go be a never miss a game of lacrosse, because it's like miserable weather early on.
And he's
I'll see Zymel's dad out there because
he's
like on the field. It's like, oh my God.
He's the biggest baby too. Like when it comes to rain, like he's he's going to like melt unless he's like under an umbrella.
I think it's because you're sitting there and it's like pelting you. And it's like,
the wind hits
your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a fair weather fan when it comes to spring sports. I'll be honest. I need to like wait until like a day like today.
Yeah.
It was nice last night.
It was nice last night. Yeah.
All right, Zaima, who you got?
I would say like, of course, both my parents, but mainly my dad. Because even when he's, like, not supposed to be, like, he just welcomes himself and, like, goes on the sideline.
He's awesome.
Like, Dad, I don't know if you can, like, just always come there. But he's, like, I don't care. Like,
he's just like I'm going to show up. Yeah. You'll figure it out.
He's just, like, he just, like, thinks he, like, owns the world. But it's okay. But, yeah, he's always been by my side and, like, always finds a way to get to my games and all that kind of stuff.
And the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the last one for you, Bridget, the family?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then how about you for you, Shield? You the last? Are you anybody below you?
Nope. I have two older siblings, but I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest, right? Yeah. So you're the last one, too. So you're bringing it up. Okay. Well, nice. Good luck this year. Can't wait to celebrate you two as seniors this year and also catch a couple games. I'm going to try to catch that Nequa game. And then have a good finish to the year, and let's hope for better weather, okay?
Yeah.
All right, come out and watch these three finish their season and take on some of their DBC opponents. For our girls lacrosse team next week, I think we will have our boys water polo team who is playing great this year. All right, break it out with me. Warriors on three. One, two, three.
Warriors.
Thank you, everyone. See you in the halls.